All right, MAGA is incredibly pissed at Representative AOC because she went out onto the House floor and just used Charlie Kirk's own words to make the argument that he does not deserve a National Day of Remembrance. Do you guys remember Dean Cain, who used to play Superman and is now, for some reason, an ICE agent? This was a whole controversy last month. He trained to be an ICE agent and miserably failed and injured himself. He posted, "Your words disgust me," at AOC. But what he doesn't realize is that it's Charlie Kirk's words that AOC is quoting. AOC is essentially making a very simple argument that there are bipartisan ways to call for unity after Charlie Kirk's death. There's legislation that we can pass to minimize this in the future, and there are ways for the president in particular to tone down the rhetoric. But all of that being said, having a National Day of Remembrance for somebody who doesn't want the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to be passed, a National Remembrance Day for somebody who constantly punched down on communities, which we will talk about throughout this video, I don't think that helps people. I think that disenfranchises a lot of Americans, and AOC makes the argument very, very cleanly. I'm going to play this clip of AOC, then we're going to go through and we're going to actually listen to the clips of Charlie Kirk saying everything that AOC is talking about. Actually, let's start here so you have context for what AOC is saying.
We note in our piece that Kirk describes King as, quote, a bad guy. It's true. And Kirk self-described very, very radical view that the country made a mistake when it passed the Civil Rights Act. Also true. As we note in the piece, Kirk has previously described Kirk as a hero and a civil rights icon. It's true. I used to be wrong. What inspired Kirk to shift his view on MLK? Why does Kirk think that MLK is a bad guy when Kirk says that MLK says, quote, one good thing he didn't believe? What does he mean by that?
So Charlie Kirk is reading an article describing his view on the Civil Rights Act, and he's agreeing. He's saying, yeah, the Civil Rights Act shouldn't have been passed. Charlie Kirk is saying, yeah, MLK was a bad guy. And it's funny because conservatives are saying, you can't call Charlie Kirk a bad guy since he was assassinated. But MLK was literally assassinated, and Charlie Kirk called him a bad guy. So we could say whatever we want.
Why does Kirk believe passing the Civil Rights Act was a mistake? Now, again, apparently they don't listen to the show because we do that at least once a week,
yeah,
right?
Once
a week we talk about why the Civil Rights Act was a mistake. Now, we don't know what part Elon is saying is the actual truth. So let's go through this. Again, it's double negatives and misuse of the word disinterested. It's a strange tweet that Elon pinpointed on here. But the first part is absolutely true. Let's go to this. Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. Now, I don't like generalizations. Not every Jewish person believes that. But it is true the Anti-Defamation League was part and parcel with Black Lives Matter. It is true that some of the largest financiers of left-wing anti-white causes have been Jewish Americans.
Now he's just really, really diving into Jewish conspiracy theories that Jewish communities are funding anti-white hatred in the United States, which is basically what he continues to push on his podcast as he says that white people are being replaced by certain groups intentionally.
They went all in on woke, and it wasn't just ADL. It was some of the top Jewish organizations in the country.
So this is probably the fourth or fifth video that I've made where I just play Charlie Kirk clips, let them speak for themselves, and then get insane threats in the comments and in my email. Don't worry, most people support these videos. But a lot of right-wingers hate when you use his own words, even if we obviously condemn the assassination, condemn any sort of political violence, and say that people should have the right to be dumbasses with terrible views out in public without fearing for their lives. Because hell, I know a lot of dumbasses who have weird views that definitely should not die for it. But AOC points out on Twitter, we should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was. A man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake. A man who, after the violent attack on Paul Pelosi, claimed that some amazing patriot out there should bail out the assailant. And someone who accused Jews of not just the colleges, it's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it. He's spreading conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory. Let's hear AOC speak about this, then we'll return to more clips that expose the truth. Because listen, I have a platform. No one's gonna fire me or threaten me out of doing this. It's my job. We continue to push the truth. So I'll speak for people who have been threatened by MAGA.
with one of the many bipartisan options to condemn political violence and Kirk's murder, as we did with the late Melissa Hortman. Instead, the majority proceeded with a resolution that brings great pain to the millions of Americans who endured segregation, Jim Crow, and the legacy of bigotry today. We should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was, a man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake, who after the violent attack on Paul Pelosi claimed that, quote, some amazing patriot, unquote, should bail out his brutal assailant, and accused Jews of controlling, quote, not just the colleges, it's the nonprofits, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's all of it, unquote. His rhetoric and beliefs were ignorant, uneducated, and sought to disenfranchise millions of Americans. Far from the working, quote, working tirelessly to promote unity, unquote, asserted by the majority in this resolution. It is equally important that Congress does unite to reject the government's attempt to weaponize this moment into an all-out assault on free speech across the country. All in the name of Charlie Kirk, President Trump and the FCC are now cynically threatening to shut down ABC and any outlets who give airtime to the administration's political critics. This is a disgusting attack on the American people and the very First Amendment rights that define us as a country.
So the administration does insane authoritarian stuff, and then when you call it authoritarian, they say that you are amping up the rhetoric and use that as a pretext to what, mobilize the National Guard into blue cities? It is incredibly disgusting. Even former President Obama had the same message as AOC. All of the strongest leaders are out there with the same message saying, listen, political violence is terrible, of course, but you can't just say the Civil Rights Act should be repealed and expect me to feel bad for you, because that means Obama would never have been president. That means the lives of, you know, millions, tens of millions of Americans would be significantly worse. It's a disgusting thought, but let's listen to Obama saying the same thing.
Obviously, I didn't know Charlie Kirk. I was generally aware of some of his ideas. I think those ideas were wrong. But that doesn't negate the fact that what happened was a tragedy, and that I mourn for him and his family. He's a young man with two small children and a wife who obviously, and a huge number of friends and supporters who cared about him. And so we have to extend grace to people during their period of mourning and shock. We can also, at the same time, say that I disagree with the idea that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was a mistake. That's not me politicizing the issue. It's making an observation.
President Obama with the hot take that the Civil Rights Act was a good thing. That's only a hot take if you're some far-right lunatic or living in Charlie Kirk world, where also he said this about Nancy Pelosi's husband's attacker.
And why is he still in jail? Why has he not been bailed out? By the way, if some amazing patriot out there in San Francisco or the Bay Area wants to really be a midterm hero, someone should go and bail this guy out. I bet his bail's like $30,000 or $40,000. Bail him out and then go ask him some questions.
Yeah, what a midterm, what a hero, Charlie Kirk. They have inversed and twisted the meaning of the word patriot. So patriots now want to bring the country back 80 years. Patriots now want to attack people and be violent. If you're going to say that this dude was a patriot, then you can't attack AOC for saying that Charlie Kirk was not the best guy. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. It means the world to me. Also, go follow me over on Instagram @Adam Mockler. We are growing the Adam Mockler Instagram rapidly. Catch me over there. Love you guys. See you.